皆さんこんにちは、ジャパニーズポッドです。
おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
おはよう、ボストン。
夏子です。
よしです。
Peter here, beginner lesson number 92. As always, brought to you by Eric Laren, the translation and interpretation specialist. All right, back with another lesson. Now, it's going to meet someone part two. Now, this series is going to go on and on.
Really? What do you think?
Oh, yes, Natsuko-san.
Another series?
Another series. We got a new drama slotted for our Thursday shows.
Wow.
Which means, yes, we'll be back with this again tomorrow. And then the next week, and then next week, and next week, and we'll see where it goes. Please give us some feedback about this and tell us what you think. So today, Natsuko-san will be making her debut in this drama. Plus, we're going to introduce you to another very interesting grammar structure. Now, this is the conjunctive form of the present progressive. We're going to work on getting more than one idea in a sentence using the present progressive. Now, this is quite useful for everyday conversation, and really taking your Japanese to the next level. Now, be sure to stop by JapanesePod101.com, pick up the PDF, and inside the Learning Center, we have a lot more to really reinforce everything you learn inside the podcasts. All right, with that said, let's get on to today's lesson. Here we go.
Hi.
もしもし、今上野公園に来ています。今どこですか？
あ、今そちらへ向かってます。
どんな格好してますか？
白い帽子をかぶっていて、赤いシャツを着ていて、犬を連れています。
犬ですか？
うん、もちろん。犬は好きでしょ？
実はあまり。
ちょっと、うちの子を見てよ。気が変わりますよ。超かわいいのよ。
そうですね、楽しみにしてます。
じゃあ、あと5分で。じゃあね。
じゃあね。
もう一度お願いします。ゆっくりお願いします。はい。
もしもし、今上野公園に来ています。今どこですか？
あ、今そちらへ向かっています。
どんな、
かわいい。超かわいい。
Now what we want to look at is this
超。
Now, if you put this in front of adjectives, it makes it super.
Right.
Really, really amazingly something.
Yes.
Recently, you can use this with almost any adjective. Just put it in front of the adjective, and you have super something.
Yes. A bit slangy, isn't it?
Yeah. So we recommend that you would use this among friends.
Yes.
And not in formal situations.
Yes, you better not.
Now, what's one way using this construction to say it's unbelievably delicious?
これ超うまい。
And remember, what Yoshi just said is more of a male way of speaking. What we say on the female side?
これ超おいしいね。
And on the other side of the spectrum we have?
超まずい。
Extremely bad.
Bad taste.
Yeah, as in food. Now, is this for both guys and girls?
Yes.I think so.
And again, when you're talking among friends, if you're at a business meeting and you're having some dinner, I don't think this is what you'd really want to say.
Yes, you shouldn't say.
Yeah. So again, this is a phrase for the intimate circle. Okay, now on to today's grammar point. Today's grammar point is the conjunctive form of the present progressive. Now, in the dialogue, what do we have, Natsuko-san?
白い帽子をかぶっていて、赤いシャツを着ていて、犬を連れています。
So, I'm wearing a white hat, wearing a red shirt, and I'm with a dog. Now, to see how this construction's formed, let's first look at the present progressive. Natsuko-san, how do we form the present progressive one more time?
You add iru to the te form of a verb.
Okay, so how about eating?
食べている。
Now, the auxiliary verb
iru
is a class 2 verb.
Yes.
And it's conjugated accordingly. So, remember, the te form acts as a conjunction. So we have the te form conjunction. So all we have to do is turn the iru into
ite.
And we do this by dropping the ru and adding the
te
to the auxiliary verb. And then we can continue on with the sentence. With this construction, we can make more elaborate sentences. Instead of saying three separate sentences,
白い帽子をかぶっています。赤いシャツを着ています。犬を連れています。
Instead of using these three extremely basic sentences, these simple sentences, to explain about her appearance, we can use the te form for the present progressive and make it into one sentence.
白い帽子をかぶっていて、赤いシャツを着ていて、犬を連れています。
All right. More about this inside the PDF. For today, that's going to do it.
じゃあ、また明日ね。
またね。